ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ईशुक उवाच
मनुष्यात्मजं त्वया मनुषिष्णाति लोकानुसारार्थं महानुभाव परम श्रीभगवान् सर्वपदेशम् उपामशीलनम् उपरत कर्माणम् महामुनिनम् भक्ति ज्ञान वैराग्य लक्षणम् परमहंस्य धर्मम् उपशिक्षमाण स्वतनय सतज्येष्ठम् परम भागवतम् भगवज्ञान परायणम् भरतम् धरणि परदय दिष्टिश्च स्वयं भवान एवोर्भरीता शरीरमत्र परिग्रह उन्मत इवा गगान परिधान प्रकीर्ण केशात्मनि आरोपिता वनिमो ब्रह्म वर्तत्र वा व्रजा।
Translation: Shukadev Goswami said, "Thus, the great well-wisher of everyone, the Supreme Lord Rishabhdeva, instructed his own sons. Although they were perfectly educated and cultured, he instructed them just to set an example of how a father should instruct his sons before retiring from family life. Sannyasis, who are no longer bound by fruitive activity, and who have taken to devotional service after all their material desires have been vanquished, also learn by these instructions. Lord Rishabhadeva instructed his 100 sons, of whom the eldest, Bharata, was a very advanced devotee and a follower of Vaishnavas. In order to rule the whole world, the Lord enthroned his eldest son on the royal seat. Thereafter, although still at home, Lord Rishabhadeva lived like a madman, naked and with disheveled hair. Then the Lord took the sacrificial fire within himself, and he left Brahmavarta to tour the whole world."
एवं अनुशासनात्मजान काम अनुशिष्ठा अपि लोकानुशासनार्थम् महानुभाव। Here, the important point is about monarchy. There are different types of government, of which monarchy is the most prominent style. Formerly, everywhere all over the world, the monarchy was prevalent. Even up to date, some of the countries were maintaining monarchy, but only in name actually. The monarch has no power. So, monarchy is good so long the king is has ideas as Bharat Maharaj, Rishabhdev, Maharaj Yudhishthir, Maharaj Parikshit, Lord Ramchandra. That is the perfect type of monarch. We have the description of Ram Rajya. We have got the word nowadays. They sometimes use Ram Rajya party, but without Ram. This is their policy. When is it Ram? When Lord Ramchandra returned from the forest, his brother Bharat was ruling as a saintly person. But as soon as the eldest brother came back, he insisted that now you sit down on the throne. But he first of all tasted what kind of the people in general, there are and the Ajanta. So, when he understood that all the citizens were strictly following the Varnasrama dharma, then he agreed to accept the throne. So both ways, the king should be ideal as here it is, Paramahamsa, Mahanubhava. So, and the Praja should be also strictly following Varnasrama dharma. Then this world will be happy. Otherwise, it is not possible. Not one side. King is not good. Dethrone him, kill him, and some rascals and fools in the name of democracy, they occupy the sea. What will he do? The whole thing has to be changed. The prajas and the king. The advantage of democracy is there. By vote, you can elect somebody as president. One has to follow the principle, monarch, one man, on the head of the government. It may be a monarch, or it may be a president. It doesn't matter, but there must be one chief executive officer on the head. That he cannot avoid. That is essential. Therefore, if you do not have an ideal president or ideal king on the head, and the prajas also, the citizens, they do not follow the Varnasrama, then there cannot be any peace. The peace formula is given in the Bhagavad Gita, that Bhukta Aramadam Dhrubhasam Sarvalokam Ahisaram Sridam Sarvabhutana Gyatya Maam Shandhu. This is the peace formula. People should know that we ultimately the proprietor. We are claiming the proprietorship of this land. But we are not proprietor actually. Actually, the proprietor is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. He says, Sarvalokamahishwara. Unfortunately, we are claiming God's property as our own. That means we are thieves. We are the United Nations to formulate peace of the world. But truly speaking, it is an assembly of thieves and rogues. How they can be peace? The people must be clear to know who is the proprietor. If the United Nations immediately accept that this whole planet is the property of God and we are simply sons of God, not only human beings, but also the animals, the trees, the plants. There are 8,400,000 different forms of living entities. And Krishna claims, Aham Bija Pradapita, I am the Shiva living father. And we, all living entities, we are sons of the Supreme Proprietor. Let us enjoy the father's property without encroaching upon others there. Isavasvam. Tena-tasena-bhundita mārbhuda-tasya-siddhanam. But they will not accept. They will artificially create some assembly of rogues and thieves and pass resolution for 50 years, but no peace. They want to be united, but flags are increasing daily. We have seen in New York, the flags are increasing. Actually, during Maharaj Parikshit's time, there was one flag, and people were controlled by the Pandava king all over the world, and they were peaceful. During the battle of Kurukshetra, it was a family fight. So only people of the world enjoy this kind of pastime. The Bhagavatam means, under the name of Parparas, is Mahanubhava, is not ordinary person. Bharatam, Param Bhagavatam, Bhagavajana Paraya. Bhagavajana, he is a follower of devotees, Bhagavajana. Bhagavajana and Harijana, the same thing. Hari means Bhagavan. And here it is stated Bhagavajana. And Harijana, the same thing. But nowadays, Harijana means if somebody comes and presents himself as Harijana, immediately understand he must be a chamar and bhangi. So this is the Buddha. Harijana means persons like Narada, Vyasa, Asita, like that. The personal servant of Krishna by rubber stamp, Harijana. In Bengali it is said, Kana Chele Nam Paddalosu. One son is blind and the father has given the name Lotus Eye. That you can do out of affection. A blind child, you can call Lotus Eye, that is your business. But Lotus Eye means something else. Very beautiful eye, then you can say Lotus Eye. So this is going on. I want some political ends, so I stand the Kamas and Bhangis as Harijan. That you can call for your political purpose. But Harijan does not mean that. Here it is, an example of Harijan. Param Bhagavatam. Param Bhagavatam means the highest stage of the world. Kanishtha Adhikari, Madhyama Adhikari, and then Uttama Adhikari. He is Param Bhagavatam. He has no enemy. Kanishtha Adhikari, he worships the deity, but he does not know how to do good to others. Neither he knows who is good. In the Kanishtha Adhikari, in the lower stage of devotional service, one cannot listen. But he should be engaged fully in deity worship, so that gradually he develops his Mahabhagavata stage. And Madhyama Adhikari means he knows how to make others Harijan, divorce. Ishvare tadadhine tu varishe tu dishasthika. prema maitri kripa upekha yakarasi samad. He not only worships the deity or atrajya, that is prema, ishare prema. But beyond that, tadadhineshu, he knows how to respect the devotee. Tadadhineshu. Ishara adhineshu. That means other devotees. Then he becomes madhyamadhikari. If he simply takes care of the deity worship, and if he does not offer respectful behavior to another devotee, he is Kanishkadhikari. He is in the lower stage. Ishvare tadadhineshu, you must see that here is a devotee. You must have power to see that here is a devotee. So, how to deal with devotee? Maitri, to make friends with devotee. Ishvare friends, and to the devotee, friends. Not with other friends. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised, when he was asked by a grihastha devotee how to behave like a Vaishnava, what is the behavior of a Vaishnava, he immediately answered that the standard Vaishnavism is asasamma tyagi Vaishnava. He must give up the company of asat, non-dual. Asatoma sadhama. Don't associate with non-dual. If you want to make progress, don't associate. Associate does not mean to talk with a non-devotee is association. No. That we have to do as a gentleman, as a devotee, we can. But not intimately. Associate means dadati pratidinati bhunti bhujayati saiva gujjama khati tichati. These are intimate relationships. Giving something to your friend, accepting something from your friend, feeding your friend, accept food from him, and disclose your mind to your friend, and understand his mind. Sarabhi is a piti vatsara. So, with devotees, we should be in sixth grade. Sarabhi is a piti. Ishare prema. Tadadhineshu maitri. This is friendly here. And kripa, bali shi. Those who are in our time does not know what is God or what is our relationship with Him. But they are not atheists. They do not know. To such persons, kripa, daya, ishvare tadadhineshu bhavishu. And there is a class, vishams, surat vishams. Simply exist, as soon as they hear the name of God, Krishna, they become angry. Just like Hiranyaku. Innocent child, 5 years old, Prahlad Maharaj, because he learned from Narada Muni, in from the womb of his mother, how to become a devotee, and from the birth he was a devotee, and his father did not like Hiranyakashipu. Not only did not like, he was prepared to kill his child in so many ways. That is atheism. Atheists are so much avast, struggling. They are envious. So to such person, the Madhyama Adhikari cannot preach because it is useless waste of time. If one is innocent, but not envious, we can preach less. That will give fruitful. If you go to a feast and you go on speaking, you will never accept it. Please don't waste your time. That is nama phala. But because we have not so much power that we can convert an atheist with a feast, a devotee. That requires special power. So, Mahabhagavat means he is above the Madhyama Adhikari. He does not see anyone non-devote. He sees everyone devote. He sees all living entities existing in Krishna. And he sees Krishna is living within the heart of everyone. That is Mahabhagavat. What is that? Vas. Sadvas. Mai vasati. Dhumang. He is Mahabhagavat. He is Mahabhagavat. He is God vision. Everything. Maya padanya dham sadvam. In everything, he sees Krishna. Krishna's hand. Krishna's image. Actually, that is the fact. What is this microphone? This is also Krishna. Because, what is this? This is made of this material, gross matter. Bhumi rapana lo bhāyu anamano buddhi. The bhumi from earth, the iron comes, the aluminium comes, the wood comes. So this is combination of bhumi rapana lo bhāyu. Krishna's energy. Therefore it is Krishna. Shakti sakshimato avira. There is no difference between Shakti and Shaktimata. Shaktimata is Krishna. And Shakti, the manifestation of his energy, gross energy. Prakriti means bhinna asa. Bhinna just like I am speaking. This is recorded in the tape recorder. But when we replay, we will find that I am speaking. But I am not there. Vinna Pratiti. This is Vinna. Originally coming from Krishna. But it is an energy where you cannot find Krishna directly. But it is Krishna's energy. The Mahabhagavata knows that. That although this material world is a world of forgetfulness of Krishna. Material world means when you forget Krishna. Here you will find 7% people, they forget, they have forgotten Krishna. They do not care to know Krishna, neither they have got any relationship with Krishna. That would be material. Here, the nature is how to forget Krishna. There is a verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. Vishava Prakrishna. Vipadjaya Smriti. That is called Maya. Maya means Vipadjaya Smriti. Everything is in relationship with God. But he, the rascal atheist, he is the Jagadāhu anisvaram. There is no Ishvara. This is material. This is material world. Forgetfulness. Vipadjaya Smriti. So, the devotee's business is how to enlighten him to come to the point of Krishna consciousness. Real slave. This is Krishna consciousness, moment like me. It is an endeavor to bring the rascals and fools and atheists to the platform of Krishna consciousness. The most important welfare activities in the human society. So that Bharat Maharaj was therefore, he had the power. He had the power to control how to bring the citizens to Krishna consciousness. Therefore he was selected to become the king. Not a rascal by vote and come to be become president and he become happy. That is important. Thank you very much.